The tropical depression that was Hurricane Fran is moving north through Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania this evening. The storm struck the North Carolina coast last night, leaving power outages and flooding in its wake. Today, President Clinton declared North Carolina a major disaster area, making it eligible for federal relief. At least 12 people died in the storm. Flooding, downed trees, and power lines are widespread throughout the region, but the coast was particularly hard hit. The eye of the storm came ashore at Cape Fear, just outside of Wilmington, in the southern part of North Carolina. Eileen LeBlanc of member station WHQR reports.
It was just too much of a bad thing for the people of the Cape Fear area. Cleaning up and repairing damage done by Hurricane Bertha was just about complete when Fran delivered the second and more intense of the 1-2 punches to the coast of North Carolina. Governor Jim Hunt said that the damage was devastation like we have never seen. Fran was a big and well-organized storm which caused damage from Myrtle Beach to Pennsylvania. At some point during the storm, well over 1 million people were without power. Power outages and severe flooding were reported in central as well as eastern parts of North Carolina. Ken Florence rode out the storm in his duplex on Carolina Beach, one of the barrier islands off Wilmington.
I was sitting on my couch, and I've got a duplex, and I'm staying on the first floor. And water started coming in my front door, and as I saw it trickle in, I thought I was just getting some rainwater rushing in. When I realized it was the ocean, I started stacking my couch and my televisions on paint cans and bricks and anything else I could find. And as I turned around, it'd be 2 inches deep. And I think in about 20 minutes, it went from a trickle running under the front door to I think I ended up with 16 inches of water inside the first floor.
Florence, who ignored the mandatory evacuation for the barrier islands, stayed on Carolina Beach during the storm. He went out to look at some of the damage today before the National Guard sent him back to his property. He says there's sand and water everywhere.
It's just washed through all the oceanfront houses, all the condos along the oceanfront, the blowout walls and the garages have all blown through on the majority of them, I'd say. People that were crazy enough to leave their cars out there, they're either under sand, underwater, or went all the way to the marsh.
Officials haven't been able to get to the other side of the island, Kiri Beach. Water from the ocean completely washed over the land there, and ocean front structures are severely damaged or destroyed. Storm surges of 8 to 16 feet were reported along the coast. 40 miles north of Wilmington, Topsail Island, still reeling from severe erosion from Hurricane Bertha, got bashed again. Mitchell Parker is with the Onslow County Emergency Management.
There is severe damage on North Topsail Beach. Just south of the high-rise bridge, there has been two new inlets washed across. In those two sections, the beach front property, there has been major damage to those structures. A lot of those structures are gone.
Two Marines are still missing in the area. Mitchell says three Marines drove onto Topsail Island during the height of the storm. When they reached the other side, the vehicle was in about 4 feet of water. One man was rescued. The other two were lost in the rushing water. On the mainland, a girl was killed when a tree crushed her family's mobile home. Falling trees were responsible for most of the storm deaths. Hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians are still without power. That includes 95% of all the people in New Hanover County. On the mainland in Wilmington, the damage wasn't as bad as at the beaches. Trees are down, windows blown out, and on the city's main street, a 170-foot church steeple is now rubble covering a half a block. The church had survived all the hurricanes since the Civil War. The city of Wilmington Mayor Don Betts says he's proud of how the emergency is being handled, but being hit twice makes it even harder.
It's got to be almost an historic event to have the eye of two hurricanes pass over the community within 60 days of each other. Even though Bertha was not of that great magnitude, it certainly was significant amount of damage, loss of power in that. And now Fran is even greater amount of damage. And power is going to be very difficult for the next 24 to 36 hours.
This evening, the city and county will be again under a curfew, the second of many dark, warm nights for the people of the Cape Fear. For National Public Radio, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Wilmington, North Carolina.